So they become inflamed. Their passions become inflamed. You know, it says, till wine inflame them. That could be applied to a man who just gets a little too comfortable around the ladies at a bar or at a club or whatever it may be, at a party. Their passions get inflamed. They would do things that they wouldn't necessarily normally do when they're sober. They become bold. They begin to speak perversely because they're loosening their tongue a little bit. But not just that. People who drink alcohol at parties, bars, or whatever, they have a tendency to get into a lot of fights. Because they think they can take on the world. Right? Now, folks, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Bible says that we should be bold to preach the gospel. Our boldness and our confidence is a result of what? Of being filled with the Spirit. Of reading God's word. Our dependency is not upon our own power, but on the power of God. Whereas the dependency that alcoholics have, or people who drink alcohol, is, let me get a couple of these in me first. And then it's on. Look at Judges 9, verse 26. It says, and Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and trod the grapes and made merry and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink and curse Abimelech. And Gaal said to Ebed, Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul his officer? Serve men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? So what is he doing? He's talking crap. He's like, who's Abimelech? Why should we serve him? Who's Shechem? Why? Because he's made himself merry drinking alcohol. He's running his mouth. What is he doing? His mouth's calling for strokes. He's calling Abimelech like, come fight. Would to God that this people were under my hand. Then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, increase thine army and come out. Man. By the way, Abimelech is not present. He's like talking to some imaginary Abimelech. He's like fighting the wall. Increase thine army and come out. Yeah. Look at verse 34. And Abimelech rose up. All the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up and the people that were with him from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, behold, there come people down from the top of the mountains. And Zebul said unto him, seest the shadow of the mountains as if they were men? And Gaal spake again and said, see, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plain of Menonaim. Then said Zebul unto him, where is thy mouth? Where is now thy mouth? Wherewith thou sayest, who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? You're talking all that crap. Where's your mouth now? Well, yeah, I had a little too much to drink last night, is what it was. I didn't really mean those things. I was just inflamed. Well, too late. Now you messed up. I like what it says. Then says Zebul unto him, where is now thy mouth? He's not saying, like, where is it physically? He's saying, you know, all that trash that you were talking, all that boldness and confidence, where's that confidence now? Wherewith thou sayest, who is Abimelech that we should serve him? Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray not, and fight with them. He's like, dude, do what you said you were going to do. Didn't you say you were going to take over? You're better than Abimelech. What happened here? He was inflamed. Too much boldness. Okay. Go to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. Let me say this. If you're a Christian and you begin to drink alcohol, you will get into a situation like this. And you know what's going to happen? God will allow you to get beat up.